Today is the fifth day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. Just like it's fantastic to be here with you together around the global campfire every day. It's a joy that we even have this place that we can gather together. And so I'm thrilled that we can do that, gather together and take the next step forward. Yesterday, we took a step in the Old Testament that brought us to the conclusion of a book named 2 Chronicles, which means that as we move into our reading today, we have brand new territory to move into. Although it might not feel exactly like that, we're not moving into a completely different story at a completely different time. We're actually just picking up where 2 Chronicles leaves off. The children of Israel are in exile in Babylon. They were carried away by Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians, who came and conquered as a result of the rebelliousness of God's people. And so Ezra, as we read this, will cover about 80 years of time and three different kings of the Persian Empire, Cyrus the Great, Darius, and then Artaxerxes. And each of these kings use their power, influence, and their kingdoms to favor the Israelites who are returning to their homeland so that they could rebuild the temple of God and resume worship of the Most High God in Jerusalem. In fact, that's the first king's mission. Cyrus the Great begins all of this with a desire to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem to worship God. And he gives permission and resources for it. And about 42,000 of the exiled Israelites who had been crying and weeping for restoration finally actually make the trip back. So we're going back. And they will be under the leadership of a person named Zerubbabel to rebuild. And once they get there, we will find that they have all kinds of things that they have to face. All kinds of things to endure, opposition to overcome. Some of that comes through the intimidation of the people that are nearby. Some of it comes through like political maneuvering. Some comes through just threats. But we'll watch them stay true to the mission and the task as the rebuilding takes place. And like most of the things that we find in the Bible, it becomes a mirror as we observe our own lives, our own faithfulness, our own endurance to that which God has called us to accomplish in our lives, and we can find encouragement. We're not the only ones to face opposition. And so let's see what is modeled for us as we begin. Today, Ezra, chapters 1 and 2. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken through Jeremiah, the Lord roused the spirit of King Cyrus to issue a proclamation throughout his entire kingdom and to put it in writing. This is what King Cyrus of Persia says. The Lord, the God of the heavens, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and has appointed me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you, may his God be with him, and may he go to Jerusalem in Judah and build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. Let every survivor, wherever he resides, be assisted by the men of that region with silver, gold, goods, and livestock, along with a freewill offering for the house of God in Jerusalem. So the family heads of Judah and Benjamin, along with the priests and Levites, everyone whose spirit God had roused, prepared to go up and rebuild the Lord's house in Jerusalem. All their neighbors supported them with silver articles, gold, goods, livestock, and valuables, in addition to all that was given as a freewill offering. King Cyrus also brought out the articles of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem and had placed in the house of his gods. King Cyrus of Persia had them brought out under the supervision of Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. This was the inventory: 30 gold basins, 1,000 silver basins, 29 silver knives, 30 gold bowls, 410 various silver bowls, and 1,000 other articles. The gold and silver articles totaled 5,400. Sheshbazzar brought all of them when the exiles went up from Babylon to Jerusalem. These now are the people of the province who came from those captive exiles King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had deported to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana. The number of the Israelite men included Parosh's descendants, 2,172, Shephatiah's descendants, 372, Ara's descendants, 775, Pahath Moab's descendants, Jeshua's and Joab's descendants, 2,812, Elam's descendants, 1,254, Zatu's descendants, 945, Zakai's descendants, 760, Bani's descendants, 642, Bibai's descendants, 623, Asgad's descendants, 1,222, Adonikam's descendants, 666, Bigvai's descendants, 2,056, Aden's descendants, 454, Ater's descendants, of Hezekiah, 98, Bizai's descendants, 323, Jorah's descendants, 112, Hashum's descendants, 223, Gibar's descendants, 95, Bethlehem's people, 123, Netophah's men, 56, Anathoth's men, 128, Asmaveth's people, 42, Kiriathim's, Kephira's, and Beeroth's people, 743, Ramah's and Geba's people, 621, Michmas's men, 122, Bethel's and Ai's men, 223, Nebo's people, 52, Magbish's people, 156, the other Elam's people, 1,254, Harim's people, 320, Lod's, Hadid's, and Ono's people, 725, Jericho's people, 345, Sanea's people, 3,630. The priests included Jediah's descendants of the house of Jeshua, 973, Emer's descendants, 1,052, Pashur's descendants, 1,247, and Harim's descendants, 1,017. The Levites included Jeshua's and Kadmiel's descendants from Hadoviah's descendants, 74. The singers included Asaph's descendants, 128. The gatekeeper's descendants included Shalum's descendants, Ater's descendants, Talmon's descendants, Akub's descendants, Hatita's descendants, Shobai's descendants. In all, 139. The temple servants included Ziah's descendants, Hasufa's descendants, Tabaoth's descendants, Keros's descendants, Sia's descendants, Padon's descendants, Lebana's descendants, Hagabah's descendants, Akub's descendants, Hagab's descendants, Shalmai's descendants, Hanan's descendants, Gidel's descendants, Gehar's descendants, Rei's descendants, Rizen's descendants, Nakoda's descendants, Gazam's descendants, Uzza's descendants, Pasea's descendants, Besai's descendants, Asna's descendants, Munim's descendants, Nefusim's descendants, Bakbuk's descendants, Hakufa's descendants, Harher's descendants, Mazlut's descendants, Mahida's descendants, Harsha's descendants, Barkos's descendants, Sisera's descendants, Tima's descendants, Nadzia's descendants, and Hatifa's descendants. The descendants of Solomon's servants included Sotai's descendants, Hasopharath's descendants, Paruda's descendants, Jeala's descendants, Darkon's descendants, Gidel's descendants, Shephatiah's descendants, Hatil's descendants, Pokoreth Hatzabaim's descendants, and Ami's descendants. All the temple servants and the descendants of Solomon's servants, 392. The following are those who came from Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Cherub, Aden, and Immer, but were unable to prove that their ancestral families and their lineage were Israelites. Deliah's descendants, Tobiah's descendants, Nakoda's descendants, 652. And from the descendants of the priests, the descendants of Hobiah, the descendants of Akoz, the descendants of Barzillai, who had taken a wife from the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite and who bore their name. These searched for their entries in the genealogical records, but they could not be found. So they were disqualified from the priesthood. The governor ordered them not to eat the most holy things until there was a priest who could consult the Urim and Thummim. The whole combined assembly numbered 42,360, not including their 7,337 male and female servants and their 200 male and female singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. After they arrived at the Lord's house in Jerusalem, some of the family heads gave freewill offerings for the house of God in order to have it rebuilt on its original site. Based on what they could give, they gave 61,000 gold coins, 6,250 pounds of silver, and 100 priestly garments to the treasury for the project. The priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, temple servants, and some of the people settled in their towns, and the rest of Israel settled in their towns. First Corinthians 1:18 through 2:5. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but it is the power of God to us who are being saved. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will set aside the intelligence of the intelligent. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the debater of this age? Hasn't God made the world's wisdom foolish? For since, in God's wisdom, the world did not know God through wisdom, God was pleased to save those who believe through the foolishness of what is preached. For the Jews ask for signs, and the Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. Yet to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, consider your calling. Not many were wise from a human perspective, not many powerful, not many of noble birth. Instead, God has chosen what is foolish in the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God has chosen what is insignificant and despised in the world, what is viewed as nothing, to bring to nothing what is viewed as something, so that no one may boast in his presence. It is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom from God for us, our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, announcing the mystery of God to you, I did not come with brilliance of speech or wisdom. I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not be based on human wisdom, but on God's power. Psalm 27, 7 through 14. Lord, hear my voice when I call. Be gracious to me and answer me. My heart says this about you. Seek his face. Lord, I will seek your face. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not leave me or abandon me, God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord cares for me. Because of my adversaries, show me your way, Lord, and lead me on a level path. Do not give me over to the will of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing violence. I am certain that I will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord. Proverbs 20, 22 and 23. Don't say, I will avenge this evil. Wait on the Lord and he will rescue you. Differing weights are detestable to the Lord, and dishonest scales are unfair. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for, well, we've graduated now into new territory in Old and New Testaments. And so as we begin to engage with the book of Ezra, and as we continue to move through Paul's letter to the Corinthians, come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. Lead us to what we need to hear and what we need to see. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, that we might obey you. Come, Jesus, lead us, we pray. In your name we ask. Amen.
My precious Father in heaven, thou art worthy, Lord. You are the King of all kings, Lord. I have a daughter, Tina, who is suffering from non-alcoholic liver disease. She's down to 100 pounds. She can't eat. She's trying to get a feeding tube. Please, Lord, allow them to do a feeding tube so that she can get nutrition into her. And Lord, I pray for a donor for her liver. She's a good Christian woman and believes that God will heal her. And Lord, I pray that you will find a donor and give her strength, give her peace over her mind, body, and soul. Lord, thou art worthy. And people, if you would just pray for her and pray for a donor and the feeding tube and her bodily comfort and comfort of mind. Lord, I just pray that Tina will come through this and be of glory to you. Thank you, people, for praying. You are my sisters and brothers in the Lord, and I would have it no other way than to be a Christian and love Jesus. Bye.
Intertwine, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the second day of August, and you were pulling up to the gates of the jail, which will be your home for the next couple of days. But I don't think I have ever walked through these kind of gates with anybody in my imagination, because you were able to describe feelings and the place. And you said you knew that we were with you and this was going to be so hard, but you were just in such a spiritual state of mind that you were able to paint a picture for the rest of us so that we would know how to pray into something with you and for you even better. So thank you for that invitation. Thank you for that visual. Yeah, and this whole time, like we are with you. We are together in the spirit, just praying for each other. So, Holy Spirit, we just pray for intertwined. Man, this is such a Hebrews 12 lesson. And someone else on this morning's call just called in about that. And Lord, it is. We don't like this kind of discipline, but God, in it, let us be trained. Give Intertwine the training that you want her to receive so that she can come out of this with the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So strengthen her feeble hands and knees. And Lord, just give her the footing and the pathway that she needs so that she can come out of this to draw others. We'll be so drawn to her because she is walking out you. And the light will be seen. So we just pray for strengthening. We pray for her to just come up out of this and to be stronger still. We know she will because your word is true. And we believe this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jermaine from Clarksville, Tennessee. I wanted to call and pray for the woman who was pulling up to the jail. I believe she said her name was Intertwined in God's Love. Sister, I'm praying for you. Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we come to you now, O God, with our sister in mind. Father, she has to go into this institution. But God, we ask that this time will be an opportunity to grow closer to you. It will be a moment of divine fellowship with you, that your Holy Spirit will be with her, comforting her, leading her and guiding her to the people that she's supposed to go to while she's in there to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you will invigorate her with your strength. And I pray most of all, Father, that when this is over, when she leaves, that people, through her, through your will have given their hearts to Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for her protection. I pray for her peace. And I pray, oh God, that this will go by so fast, it'll be like a blip in her life. We thank you for your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Good morning. This is Abundantly Blessed Tanya from Massachusetts calling from Intertwined in God's Love, for Intertwined in God's Love. And I just want to say that is what you are. I love that your name, your handle is actually reflective of who you are. You are not separated in any way from the Lord, and He's always with you no matter where you are, the Bible says, whether you're on the far side of the earth or you make your bed in Sheol. And at this point in time, you have a hard thing to do, but yet He's with you in the challenge, and you will have a glorious time. There's going to be such revelation for you. I believe this is time that is meant for you and Him, so that it is precious time for you to learn some things that He wants to share with you. Personal time of intimacy and time to be spoken to your heart, to go places in your heart that fingers can't go, that, you know, massaging can't go, that your friend's words can't go, because it was only designed for Him. So I just want you to look at this time that you have as a vacation with God, even though the surroundings don't look like such. Where God is, He turns it all into a wonderful oasis. So I'm going to say, enjoy, rejoice in this time. He's going to bring you through mightily.